You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. More than 600 people gathered to raise awareness for the fight against women's heart disease on Thursday at the 15th annual Go Red for Women Luncheon. WAER's Mike Mulford reports supporters flooded the On Center to celebrate the nearly $400,000 raised over the past year, which will go toward research, advocacy, training, and education.
Doctors say the symptoms of heart disease in women might not always be that obvious, including shortness of breath, chest pain, fatigue, and nausea. But keynote speaker and cardiologist at Mount Sinai Hospital, Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, says women shouldn't take possible symptoms lightly.
These subtle things that many times women will just blow off and say, I'm fine, I'll feel better, could actually and potentially be her heart.
One in every three women dies of heart disease or stroke, making it the number one killer of women, more than all forms of cancer combined. Ann Propi is a survivor of heart disease herself, having undergone multiple heart surgeries to repair her valve. She says she knows other women who were not so lucky, so getting a checkup can be the difference between life and death.
They were in perfect shape. They may have had the same symptoms I did, but didn't get them in time. So I know I'm a very lucky woman. I say I won the lottery. I won for life.
Dr. Steinbaum agrees that women often assume they know their body and that everything will be okay. She says women need to learn about their own bodies before making any assumptions.
It really does come down to what we call through Go Red for Women, knowing your numbers, knowing your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your sugars, your weight, and also knowing your family history. And that means going to your doctor.
Propi says that although the fight against heart disease can be tough, women can't make excuses and must persevere in order to truly live.
So after three major surgeries, it was a lot to recover and I could have given up, but I said, nope, I'm gonna pick myself up and I'm back running. And right now I'm training for November 11th. I'm going to do the Las Vegas Half Marathon. So I guess if anything I can say is keep moving. Listen to your body, don't self-diagnose, and keep going.
Dr. Steinbaum says that women of color are at the greatest risk for heart disease, while heart disease has been increasing in younger women as well. More information can be found at goredforwomen.org. Mike Mulford, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.